Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. After we meditated about the true spirit, the super dogma of the world, namely liberalism, we will meditate about today, this morning, about the fear of this world, and perhaps we are in one way or the other affected by this fear. Despise all progress, despise all liberalism, despise all the material securities which are in place for men. Today, many insurances people have, people are haunted by a great, great, great fear. With all means they want to save or secure themselves against each emergency and danger. But we have to remember what sacred scripture says, cursed are the men who trust in men and whose heart turns away from the Lord, since only in God is the true security. In a true devotion to our Blessed Lady, the consecration of yourself to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to our Blessed Lady, is truly the answer for this fear of life, if you want to call it. Since by this consecration, you will give her the legal contract. I say it again and again, it's a legal contract. You give her all your possessions. You give your body with all its faculties, your soul with all your faculties, your interior works, that is, the satisfactory value of your prayers and good works, and your merits. Catholics today who want to be faithful to their faith, if they look into this world, if they look into the church, even traditional Catholics, even the best, are haunted by this fear, perhaps supported by some prophecies, even prophecies of our Blessed Lady, expressed in Lazaret, in Fatima, or in other approved apparitions. But when we look at the topic of fear, the theme of fear in ourselves, we have to remind ourselves that once we belong entirely to our Blessed Lady, we are, and everything what we have is her property, and she will defend her property in the coming punishment of God or during the time of the Antichrist with all its tribulations. And I'm not just saying this. She will defend her property because it's hers. She will not only defend it, but she also will protect her property. She will say to to Satan and all its agents which threaten here her property, he, or if it's a thing, it belongs to me, it's mine. She will defend this property. We should always remember this, since sometimes when we look into the situation of the world of the church, the political situation or the economic situation, we are discouraged and are haunted by fear. Our Blessed Lady warns us to take this fear, and this fear is a sign of lack of confidence. And our Blessed Lady, we must be convinced, penetrated by the idea, by the truth, that Our Lady will protect her children. It is my child. I will protect it. There were two siblings one time, older. They told a story which they experienced after World War II. They were about to flee from Silesia, which is now Poland, when the Russians came, and they came into the house, broke into the house, because the soldiers, particularly the Russians, were particularly looking for women, and they were looking for women really to violate them. And they came into the house, they screamed and they yelled, and they were looking and seeking women, and they were the two siblings, very young, 20 years old. They ran very fast into their bedroom behind the closet and did hide themselves before the Russian soldiers. And then the Russian soldiers, they looked at everything, and obviously they couldn't find them, so the two siblings heard the Russians saying that there is nobody we can leave. And then one of the sisters very slowly left behind the closet and went into the other room, and there she saw a very strong, very tall Russian soldier staring at her. And of course, she was very, very afraid. And the only thing what she could do, she would loud say, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." At this moment, the soldier would stare at that girl, stare, and he would run immediately away. And after they had to leave or to flee, they had to go through a very long and big forest, and the entire forest, all that area was filled with Russian soldiers, and during the entire fleeing, they said one Hail Mary after the other, and they were truly protected, right? Our Blessed Lady will protect her property, will protect her children. She will say, "You are mine. You can nothing do to my child if I don't permit." And we have to be penetrated by the thought if we are haunted by fear. Nothing can happen to us if this our mistress and queen will not permit it, because we are not anymore ourselves, we are legally her property. Our Lord says in the Gospel in St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 16 to 21, "And he spoke a similitude to them, saying, the land of a certain rich man brought forth plenty of fruits. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits?
And he said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and will build greater into them. Will I guard all things that are grown to me and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods, let up for many years, take thy rest, eat, drink, and make good cheer." But God said to him, "Thou fool, this night do they require thy soul of thee, and who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." In St. Louis Grignot de Montfort, when he talks about that Our Lady will increase our supernatural treasures, but as she will protect them, he will say in his little booklet, The Secret of Mary, in number 14, following: "By this devotion, we place our merits, our graces, and virtues in safety, for we make Mary the depository of them all, saying to her, 'See, my dear mother, here are the good works that I have been able to do through the grace of thy dear son. I am not able to keep them on account of my own weakness and constancy, and also because of many wicked enemies who attack me day and night. Alas, one may see every day the cedars of Lebanon fall into the mire of the eagles, and the eagles which had raised themselves to the sun become birds of night. And so do 1,000 of the just fall on my left hand, and 10,000 on my right. But thou, my most powerful princess, sustain me lest I fall. Keep all my possessions for fear I may be robbed of them. All I have I entrust to thee. I know well who thou art. Therefore I entrust myself entirely to thee. Thou art faithful to God and to man. Thou wilt not allow anything to perish that I entrust to thee. Thou art powerful, and nothing can hurt thee, nor rob thee of anything thou holdest in thy hands. When you follow Mary, you will not go astray. When you pray to her, you will not despair. When you think of her, you will not err. When she sustains you, you will not fall. When she protects you, you will not fear. When she leads you, you will not become tired. When she favors you, you will arrive safely. And again, she keeps her son from striking us. She keeps the devil from hurting us. She keeps our virtues from escaping us. She keeps our merits from being destroyed. She keeps our graces from being lost. These are the words of St. Bernard. They express in substance all I have said. Were there but this one motive to incite in me a desire for this devotion, namely, that it is a sure means of keeping me in the grace of God, and even of increasing that grace in me, my heart ought to burn with longing for it. This devotion truly frees the soul with the liberty of the children of God, since for love of Mary we reduce ourselves freely to slavery. She, out of gratitude, will dilate our heart, intensify our love, and cause us to walk with giant steps in the way of God's commandments. She delivers the soul from weariness, sadness, and scruples. It was this devotion which our Lord taught to Mother Agnes of Jesus as a sure means of delivering her from the severe suffering and perplexities which troubled her. "Make thyself," he said, "my mother's slave." She did so, and in a moment her troubles ceased. In imitation of Jesus Grace says in Book 3, Chapter 17, Son, suffer me to do with thee what I will. I know what is best for thee. Thou thinkest of man as man. Thou judgest in many things as human affection suggests. Lord, what thou sayest is true. Thy care over me is greater than all the care I can take of myself. For he stands at too great a hazard that does not cast his whole care on thee. Lord, provided that my will remain but right and firm towards thee, do with me whatsoever it shall please thee. For it cannot but be good whatever thou shalt do with me. If thou wilt have me to be in darkness, be thou blessed. And if thou wilt have me to be in light, be thou again blessed. If thou vouchsafe to comfort me, be thou blessed. And if it be thy will I should be afflicted, be thou always equally blessed. Son, it is in this manner thou must stay affected if thou desire to walk with me. Thou must be as ready to suffer as to rejoice. Thou must be as willing to be poor and needy as to be full and rich. Lord, I will suffer willingly for thee whatsoever thou art pleased should befall me. I will receive with indifference from thy hand good and evil, sweet and bitter, joy and sorrow, and will give thee thanks for all that happens to me. Keep me only from all sin, and I will fear neither death nor hell. Cast me not off forever, not blot me out of the book of life, and what tribulation soever befalleth me shall not hurt me. And this confidence, in a sense, this fearlessness, truly comes from this devotion to special grace, which Our Lady gives her children, and she will protect her property. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae.
Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.